A restlessness was on him, and Tyrion felt full well he would not get back to sleep tonight. Not here, in any case. He found Podrick Payne asleep in a chair outside the door of his solar, and shook him by the shoulder. "Summon Brunn, and then run down to the stable and have two horses saddled." The squire's eyes were cloudy with sleep.
"Horses?"
"Those big brown animals that love apples. I'm sure you've seen them. Four legs and a tail. But Brunn first." The sellsword was not long in appearing.
"Who pissed in your soup?"
he demanded.
"Cersei as ever. You think I'd be used to the taste by now, but never mind. My gentle sister seems to have mistaken me for Ned Stark."
"I hear he was taller."
"Not after Joff took off his head. You ought to have dressed more warmly. The night is chill."
"Are we going somewhere?"
"Are all sellswords as clever as you?"
The city streets were dangerous, but with Brunn beside him, Tyrion felt safe enough. The guards let him out of a postern gate in the north wall, and they rode down a shadow-black lane to the foot of Aegon's High Hill, and thence to Pig Run Alley, past rows of shuttered windows and tall timber and stone buildings whose upper stories leaned out so far over the street they almost kissed. The moon seemed to follow them as they went, playing peek and sneak among the chimneys. They encountered no one but a lone old crone carrying a dead cat by the tail. She gave them a fearful look, as if she were afraid they might try to steal her dinner, and slunk off into the shadows without a word. Tyrion reflected on the men who had been hanged before him, who had proved no match for his sister's wiles.
How could they be, men like that? Too honest to live, too noble to shit? Cersei devours such fools every morning when she breaks her fast. The only way to defeat my sister is to play her own game, and that was something the Lord Stark and Aaron would never do.
Small wonder that both of them were dead, while Tyrion had never felt more alive. His stunted legs might make him a comic grotesque at a harvest ball, but this dance he knew.